This feast of the Holy Family has got me to reflecting on many of the invitations that Pope Francis has given to the whole Catholic community and really to the world, and that is the challenge to be family, and not just our own individual family, but to be able to open our arms and be family to others, especially the stranger in our midst. And there's been many invitations to be family, especially to those who are migrants, those who have been displaced. And that, of course, is a challenging message to hear. But it got me to thinking that, you know, we have an experience in our church, probably in most churches, that should really teach us how to be family. And that is, one of the things that we do well is we like to eat. And one of the things that we'll almost do at a drop of a hat is have a carry-in dinner, a potluck dinner. You know, I've been a part of a church for 39 years now. And in those 39 years, I've gone to lots and lots of potluck dinners, carry-in dinners, whatever you want to call them. And I really don't recall one dinner where there wasn't enough food for everyone. Maybe there was, but I certainly don't recall any dinner that I went to that there wasn't enough food for people. Probably the closest we came was one time I just extended an invitation for a whole bunch of people to join us. And the folks who were planning the dinner were at a panic because they said, "Oh my goodness, we didn't plan for all those people." And they let me know their displeasure. But the amazing thing was, even with that, there was enough. When I went back and I said, "So, did we run out?" Well, no, we didn't really run out, but it was close, you know. We just had a spoonful of this and a spoonful of that. But the thing was, there was enough for everyone. It's an amazing thing that when we all share, there is enough for everyone. Now, the other thing that I noticed about potluck dinners, especially if you've been to those and you survey the food that's there, what happens is that people go and they say, "Oh, there's Betty's 7-layer salad. Got to get some of that." And then we go through and we say, "Jerry made his special hamburger pie. Got to get some of that." And somebody else is like, "Oh," and we say, "Did so and so make their cake?" And so, "Yeah, it's down there. Oh, got to get some of that." And the interesting thing is, no one individual brings everything. And in fact, what makes it great is that people bring the thing that they do best. They bring their gift. And when everyone does that, wow, it's enough. It's enough. Now, when we know someone, it's like we are more likely to give even more than just a regular dish. We'll give that for people maybe that we don't know. But when we know somebody, then we're much more inclined to give it. And in fact, you know, when we give it and people say, oh my goodness, look, you, man, you went way beyond. Man, that was way more than what I thought. And we say something like, oh, it wasn't a problem. It wasn't a problem. I was happy to do it. I was glad to do it. And interestingly enough, the more tragic the situation, the more likely we are to bring even more food. I remember we had a funeral for a young woman that this was at St. Teresa Parish, and she was, in fact, murdered. Terrible, tragic situation. And, of course, the church was full. Couldn't get any more people there. But I remember going down into the cafeteria, and I would imagine the cafeteria was probably about as long as this aisle. There was a table, went all the way down, and there were more and more food. And then when you looked over here, there was another table full of even more food. Way more than all of the people there could eat. And there was a considerable number. It was almost when somebody was hurting, when somebody was really in need, we wanted to respond even more, even more. Now, what I've also learned is there are other rules. I was at one place, and they needed paper plates for the dinner, and I said, "Hey, we got some left over from the social." And they took a look at them, and they said, "Nope, can't use these." I said, "No, they're really okay. It's fine that we can use them." And they said, "No, these are 12-inch plates. We only use 8-inch plates when we have a covered dish dinner." And I thought, well, it's kind of, it was our built-in effort to say, you know, take what you need, but not more than what you need. I mean, for all of us who've been to any of these carry-in dinners, I mean, it's like grazing, isn't it? We go through there and, oh, I like a little bit of that, put a little bit of that on. Oh, like a little bit of that, put a little bit of that. And by the time we get through, we got a plate full, way more than what we need. And honest to God, you know, you listen to people say, oh, I took way more than what I need. Ah, you know. But the whole notion was that you take what you need. Not more than what you need. You take what you need. And then there is a sufficiency for all. Now, the other thing is that whenever we have carry-in dinners, it shows some of our best behaviors and some of our worst behaviors. You know, I remember people calling me and said, "Oh, I was calling up people to help out at the dinner," and I said, "Hey, can you make a dish for this dinner that's coming up?" And a lot of times it was a funeral dinner, and I'd say, "Who's it for?" Bob? No, I'm not going to bring any for Bob. I never liked him. You know, honest to God, you know, you hear that people, or you hear people say, "Well, I don't think it's fair. You know, they never came to church. They never participated. And now their mother dies and we want to do a dinner for them. What is this? I'm not gonna do that. I'm not gonna help with that." It shows some of our worst behaviors. And then there is always the people, and we know them, the people that come to a covered dish dinner and they'll bring a box of three cookies as their gift, and then take a plate or maybe two plates and load up on it. And we look at them and say, well, I don't think you got the spirit of this down too well. But you know what? Even in spite of all of that, which goes on all the time, in spite of people's their sense of hoarding, their sense of, I can't, there's not enough, even in spite of those people doing it, there's enough. There is enough. You know, that's a great lesson for us. And, you know, when we try to hear a message like Pope Francis, who invites us to be family, you know, I keep thinking that, first of all, one of the fears that keeps us from doing that is we think, there's not going to be enough for me and for you. And so I better take care of myself first. Even though all of our experience says quite the opposite. But the other thing I think that can really teach us is, when people are not some nameless person, when they become somebody that we know, then everything changes. And all of a sudden, we become much more generous. So maybe our challenge is to do what we do when we have carry-in dinners. And maybe our challenge is to let go of our fear that there is not enough for everyone. And maybe even more, our challenge is to get to know those others so that they don't become others, they become people that we know and care about. And I think in the process, we will move forward to being family to all of God's people. So now, as we come together today, we want to welcome